My work has often left me feeling afraid, angry, and very, very sad. Because of this, I have thought a lot about hope. Supported by my Quaker and Buddhist faiths, yes, I am a Quaker and a Buddhist, I have studied what hope can mean in these troubled times and how it can be sustained. This book is the result. In it, I propose the idea of intrinsic hope. Intrinsic hope is different from conventional hope because it is not based on the expectation that life will give us what we hope for. Instead, intrinsic hope is a deep, abiding trust in whatever happens and in the human capacity to respond to it positively. It accepts life just as it is and works with it, whether or not it's what we want. As one of my students said, it's about making the best of any situation and never, ever giving up. In contrast, conventional hope, in this book I call it extrinsic hope, is based on the naive expectation that life will give us whatever we hope for. In other words, extrinsic hope is about anticipating improvements in our external circumstances, but life doesn't always give us what we hope for, and when it doesn't, we can feel disappointed, sad, and angry. Intrinsic hope does not come with this limitation because it doesn't depend on the expectation that life will conform with our wishes. Intrinsic hope is not something we need to find or create because it is already inside us. Indeed, it is inherent in all life. We may not experience it much in everyday life because our extrinsic hopes are so strong, but it is still there and we can uncover it and nurture it whenever we want. Based on my experience, the first step in uncovering intrinsic hope is to name our feelings about the global eco-social crisis. Paradoxically, by acknowledging our fear, disappointment, anger, frustration, guilt, sadness, despair, grief, and other similar feelings, the more hopeful we can become. Conversely, the more we ignore them, the more hopeless we will feel. So in Chapter 1, I identify and explore some common feelings about the global eco-social crisis. The second step is to develop a firm foundation for intrinsic hope that can replace the wishful thinking of extrinsic hope. Even though we are all born with intrinsic hope, we still need a rationale to keep going. So in Chapter 2, I outline 10 reasons that have helped me to be hopeful. The third step, described in Chapter 3, is to understand the nature of intrinsic and extrinsic hope in more detail. The second part of this book examines how intrinsic hope can be nurtured. Over my career, I have thought a lot about this, and chapters 4 to 9 outline what I have learned so far. In these chapters, I propose 6 habits of hope, intentional practices that have helped me foster intrinsic hope. They are being present, expressing gratitude, loving the world, accepting what is, taking action, and persevering for the long haul. I have dedicated a chapter to each of these topics, and at the end of each one, I include a few suggestions about how to nurture the habit in a text box called Try This. To wrap up the book, I have written a short concluding chapter that draws on the myth of Pandora's box. Although she is widely blamed for releasing pain, suffering, and evil into the world, could it be that Pandora also gave us the gift of intrinsic hope?